Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Gittin Nun Zayin. We are holding on Nun Vav Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid. Says the Gemara Unkelus, that's the author of Targum Unkelus, and his name was Unkelus Bar Kloinikus. He was a Roman. Bar Achte de Titus Hava. He was actually Titus Harasha's nephew, son of his sister. Boi Ligayuri. He decided he wants to convert. Become a ger. This was after his uncle's passing. Azal Aske le Titus Benegida. So he made use of the Oiv system, sort of a sorcery system, which gives you access to a person after his death. So you accessed Titus with this process. Amarle, and he asked his uncle, Man Chashiv Bahu Oma, now that you're out of this world, you see the truth for what it is. Please give me an insight. Who's indeed the most prominent over there? Amarle, so Titus conceded, I'll tell you the truth. The answer is one word, Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are on top. Next question. Mahu Lidbuki Buhu. What do you think about connecting to them? Amarle, he says, no, it's not for you. Milayhu Nefishin. They have numerous obligations and mitzvahs. Vilay Matzes Likiminu, which is beyond your ability. I'll tell you what to do. If you want to rise in prominence, skip converting. Quite the contrary. Start up with them. Give them trouble. Oppose Klal Yisrael. And that's how you'll gain some sort of notoriety and prominence. Zil Igari Buhu. Bahu Omo. Down there in the Elam Hazeh. Go challenge them. Oppose them. Vahav Yisreisha. Which will make you a leader. Dechsiv Hayu Tzoreha L'Roish. Tzoreha. Those that torment Klal Yisrael will become leaders. Hashem made it that way. It's Zelum Hazeh. We have an equally balanced system. Klal Yisrael are on top of the world, says the Maharal. And likewise, Lahavdil, when Hashem sends our oppressors to give us nisyonos and hardships, they too are leaders in their own right. Kalameitzer li Yisrael nasirosh, anybody who oppresses Klal Yisrael becomes a leader. Amalei, so he asks his uncle further, tell me what's going on with you. Dinei dahugabra b'mai. How are you being judged in Elam Haba? Amalei, he says exactly the way I asked. B'mai depasik anafshei. Remember, he had asked that he be burnt up and his ashes dispersed. That's exactly what they're doing to me. Kol yayim mekanchulei l'kitmei. Every day they, of course he's speaking in third person. Many of the discussions in our Gemara are third person references, but of course he's referring to himself. Kol yom mekanshele lekitmei. Every day they regather my ashes, v'dainilei, and they rejudge me, v'kolulei, and they reburn me, umebadru ashev yami. Then they redisperse my ashes throughout the seven seas. Okay, so he's done with his uncle. He went to the next advisor, Bilam. Azal askele Bilam benegida. Once again, he used the negida system, the oiv system, to bring up Bilam. Amalei, and he asks him the same question. Man Chashev Bahu Alma, who's prominent over there? Amalei Yisrael, he says, Klal Yisrael. Mal Dvuki Bihu, what about connecting to them? Amalei, he says, keep away. Le Sidreish, Shloimam V'Teivasam Kalayomim. Don't seek their closeness and their favor. Keep away from them. Amalei, so he asks him, Dinei Dehahu Gaber B'mai, how are they judging you and punishing you? Amalei, he says, B'Shichva Zero Yisachas. Boiled up Shichva Zera, which as Rashi explains was measure for measure, Mida Keneged Mida, Shabbat Sosai, says Rashi, due to the advice of Bilam Hischala Am Liznois El Bnei Smoyav, that generated the improper behavior between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Smoyav. So this was a fitting punishment. Okay, next stop. Ozel Aske Benegida, he used the Negida process to bring up not other than Lepeshi Yisrael, the sinners of Yisrael, and in our Gemara we have it L'Peshi Yisrael, but in the Haggais on the side they bring that before the censor tampered with the Gemara, it actually would say Yeshu. It was the leader of the Christians. So he was the one He was the next stop, the next one on the list. He approached Yeshu and asks him the same question. Who's the winner out there? Amalei man choshev ba'u alma amalei Yisrael. What about joining them? Maulid buki b'hu. Amalei, he says, you know what? It's up to you. Teivasam droish. If you want to be close to them in a good way, go ahead. But ra'asam le'tidroish, never start up with them. Ka'anagea b'hen, whoever tampers with Kol Yisrael, it's dangerous. Ki'ilu ne'gea b'ba'as eina, as if he's touching and tampering with the apple of his eye, with his retina. Basically, either be nice to them or keep away. Amarle, he asked him further. Dinei, dahu gaber b'mai, how are they punishing you? Amarle, he says, b'tsoy reisachas, with boiling waste. Adam amar, and this fits with the chazal, kolam alig, al dibri chachamim, whoever mocks the words of chachamim, such as what Yeshu did, nidon b'tsoy reisachas, this is his punishment. So he pretty much encouraged him to join Kal Yisrael. He says, don't make them trouble, but want to be close to them in a good way, go ahead. As opposed to Bilam, who discouraged him, who badmouthed Kal Yisrael. Tachasi, come take a look. Ma ben Poshe Yisrael. Look at the difference between the attitude of a Jewish sinner. Nebuch, he was a sinner, but he was still Jewish. And deep down, he had an affinity to Kal Yisrael, and he valued their ways, as opposed to the non-Jewish prophets such as Bilam, who even after their passing had nothing good to say about Klal Yisrael. Tanya, let's go back to the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, the fellow who experienced great shame, and as a result, he brought about the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. Tanya on Rabbi Elazar, Boyerei, come take a look, kama gedoy lo koicho shel busha, the power of shame, power of embarrassment. Sharei siyei kadosh baruch hu Bar Kamtza, Hashem enabled Bar Kamtza to go ahead and bring about the destruction of Hichreves Beisoy Vesorev Hesecholoi. Okay, back in the beginning of the sugi, we had the pasuk Ashri Adam Afachi Tamid. Fortunate is a person who employs a bit of foresight before engaging in activities. He does things responsibly, as opposed to the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. Due to recklessness, there was that churban by Samigdosh, and then we had that Tarnagol Tub because of the male and female chicken. We had the destruction of Turmalka. Once again, there was some sort of carelessness involved, lack of foresight, as we're going to see soon. And then finally, later on, I'm going to have the third prong, which is Ashaka the Rispek, on account of a carriage wheel and carelessness involved in that. There was destruction to the town of Beitar. Says the Gemara, Atarnagoyla, Vatarnagolta, Chariv Turmalka, this great district called Tur, the mountain, Malkava of the king, Har HaMelech, which the Gemara will soon describe for us. It was destroyed. So what was the story behind this episode? Davunahigi, it was their custom. The Kihavu Mapki, Chasna Vekalsa. When the Chasan Vekala were taken out to their wedding, Mafki Kamayu Tarnagot, Tarnagot. So the Jewish people would march before them, march down the aisle. A Tarnagot, Tarnagot, male and female chicken, a hen and a rooster, Kaleimar, as to say, Pru Uravu Katarnagot, Alavai, you should multiply like chickens. It was always laying eggs, etc. It was a good sign, a simantai. Yomachat, so happens that one time, they're marching towards their wedding with these chickens, and a band of troops, Roman troops, pass by, and they grab the chickens. Shaklinu minayu. How did the Jews respond? Naflo alayim machunu. They jumped on them, they attacked them, chased them away. Also, amrle lekesar. So the Romans reported back to their ruler. Mordobach Yudai, the Jews, rebelled against you. Look how they treated us. Asalayu, so he came to attack them. But we're not done yet. Havavu Ahu Bar Derema. So amongst the residents of the Har HaMelech district, there was this powerful person, Bar Derema, who hailed from the south. Davakofetz Mila. Look at his strength. He would jump a full mil. Huge jumper. We called him and strike out at the Romans and come back home. So they were actually experiencing defeat or impending defeat. Shakli Kesar Latagi. So the Roman general took off his crown, va'isvi'ara, and placed it down on the floor. And he turned to Hashem, no less. Hashem, the master of the world. If it's okay with you, I have a favor. Don't hand me over, me and my troops, l'didel malchusei, him and his whole kingdom, b'yadi d'chad gavra, in the hands of just one man. It's embarrassing for us. Please, Hashem, protect us from this monster. So what happened? Achshele pumei l'bar d'roima. Unfortunately, this fellow, this bar d'roima, this powerful fellow, his mouth tripped him. He said something disrespectful to Hashem. Va'amar, he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim. Halayata l'kim z'nachtanu. Hashem, you're not accompanying us to war. We don't really need your help. We can manage on our own. Very direct and disrespectful to Hashem. And as a result, he was punished. Asks the Gemara, but it's a pasuk in Tehillim. What could be wrong with that? David nami amar hachi. It's David HaMelech's words. Big difference. In tone. David atmuikam etama. David was presenting it as a question. Hashem, we need you desperately. Where are you? How come we don't feel your company when we go out to war? Hashem, protect us. Give us victory. But he was stating it as a fact. Hashem is not with us. We don't need Hashem. Chas v'shalom. So what happened with this person? Al beis akise. One day he goes into the beis akise. Asad arkoina. Suddenly a snake shows up. Shamtil karkashte and tears apart his anal area. And v'nachnafshi passes away. So now the Romans were spared from defeat. Amar, so the general says, okay, Hoyel v'sramash l'nisa, since I experienced a miracle from Hashem, Hazimna, this one time, Ishvakinu, you know what? I'll give them another chance. Hoyel v'sramash l'nisa, Hazimna, since this time I experienced a miracle, Ishvakinu, I'll let go and I'll give him another chance. Shafkin of Azal. So in fact, he backed away and went back home. The Jews celebrated in a grand way. Izdakar, they danced. Ochel v'shasu, ate and drank. V'adikah shragi, and lit many candles. And it was so lit up. Ades chazi bal yoina, until you can actually discern the form, the gushpanka on a signet. It was so light that you can actually see the details of a signet, Baruchik Mila, a mil away from the city. The general did not take this too well. Amar Michta Kachadabu Yudai. The Jews are celebrating and happy about my defeat. Hadar Asa Alayu. So he turned around and attacked him again. And he killed him out. Amar of Asi, Glasmeya Alfi, Shlifi, Saifa. He brought along 300,000 soldiers with drawn swords. Ailul Turmalka, they entered the district called Turmalka, Haramelah, Vakatlu, Batlasa Yemi, Batlasa Luvasa, and they killed for 3 days and three nights straight. But it was such a big area. Uvahaki Sahiluli Bechinki. On one side of the area, they were still dancing and celebrating their victory over the Romans without the awareness that death was lurking on the other side of the city. They had no idea that on the other side they were being killed. Says the Gemara, Bila Hashem b'loy chamal, eis kol no'eis Yaakov. This is a pasuk in Echa, which the Gemara will attribute to the killing that went on in Har HaMelech. Kiyasu Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eilu Shishim Ribu Ayoris. It's a reference to the 60 times 10,000, basically 600,000 cities, towns. Shehoyu lo di Yanei HaMelech Bar HaMelech, the Yanei HaMelech had in this area. And in each one of these towns lived 600,000 residents, the same number of the ones that left Mitzrayim, except for three exceptions, three towns which were double that size, which featured 1,200,000 residents each. Eluhain, these are the three towns. One is Kfar Bish, one is Kfar Shechlaim, one is Kfar Dechraya. Why these names? Kfar Bish, Bish is evil. The Yahavi Beis Loshpiza, they refused to host guests. The other one was called Kvar Shechlaim. That was their livelihood. Shei Parnasasim Shechlaim. They would sell Shechlaim, which is a certain type of product, a cress, it's called. Kvar Dechraya, it was called Dechraya Lashnav Zachar, Amar Biechon, Shesein Yodais, Zacharim Tchila. So in this town, they would first give birth to boys, Yodais Nechev Bachron, and then to girls, a Paiskas and stop. That was it. Amar Ula. Now the Gemara will discuss the size of this Har HaMelech area, which was described as being very large, very big, accommodating all these towns and cities and people. Amar Ula, I have a problem with that. I have personally noticed this area, and it's very small. And it can't even accommodate 600,000 reeds. That's how small it is. Amar Ula, Tzduki L'Ruchanina. So Tzduki tells Rabbi Chanina, you're lying. Shekurish Mishakrisu. How could you pretend that Har HaMelech had so many cities and so many people? It's so teeny in size. Amar Lei, Reb Chanina responded, Eretz Tzvi. The Pasuk in Daniel refers to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Tzvi, the land equated with a deer. Eretz Tzvi Ksipa. What's the connection? Mat Tzvi, just like a deer. Sorry, once you remove its skin, you can never rewrap the skin around the flesh because it shrivels once it's taken off the flesh. Af Eretz Yisrael, the same thing with the land of Israel. Bezman sheyeshven aleha ravcha, when we have the Yidden living on it, it expands to accommodate us. Bezman she'en yeshven aleha gamda, but when Yisrael are no longer living there, it shrivels and shrinks. And that's why the area of Har HaMelech looks so small, even though it was really much bigger. Says the Gemara, there was an incident involving Rav Menyumi Bar Chilkia and Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia and Rav Huna Bar Chia. Havi Yasvi, Gabi Adadi, was sitting around Amri, and they asked as follows: Iika de Shmiya Le Mos Mikvar Sechani Shom Mitzrayim? Lema, is anybody amongst us who has anything to say about this town called Kvar Sechani Shom Mitzrayim? Were they good people? Were they not? Please let us hear. Pasachad Munayev Amar, one of them began speaking and described the tzidkus and the righteousness of the local residents in that town. Ma'asa Ba'oras Varus Sasai was a story involving a chasen and kala. So they already mekudesh to each other. Technically, they were already Eishas Ish. They were kidnapped by the goyim. We assume Zelazan, the goyim married them off to each other, hoping they'll get offspring from them. Amrulay, the woman turns to the man, says, look, I ask you, Altigabi, do not get close to me. She'en l'ksuba mimcha. We have not a ksuba. And of course, you're not allowed to live with a woman without a ksuba. V'loi nagaba adyei moise, he complied, did not touch her until the day of his death. Ukshames, when he passed away, Amrulay, the woman turned to the people and said, Sivtu l'ze, please, eulogize this man, my husband, Shepitpet b'Yitzray. He overcame. He negated his Yetzahara. He belittled his Yetzahara. Yosef Mar Yosef, even more than Yosef Atzadik in Mitzrayim. In three ways. Number one, Dilu be Yosef lehava al chadashata. Yosef surely was confronted with a great challenge, but remember, it was only a one-time event. V'hai kol yomi v'yomi, my husband, confronted this Nisayin on a daily basis. Number two, V'ilu Yosef lav b'chadamita. Vai b'chada mita. Yosef wasn't in the same mita, but he was in the same bed. V'ilu Yosef lav ishtahi. Number three, by Yosef it wasn't his wife. Vai ishtahi. Here it was his wife, and he was tempted. So this highlights the tzidkus of the residents of Kfar Sechnaya. Pasach idach v'amar. Another one of the participants began speaking as well regarding the residents of Kfar Sechnaya. Masa v'amdu aboim. It so happens that at one point 40 moidiyos, a certain measure of wheat, of grain, went for just one dinar. Prices were very low in that town. And suddenly it was a slight price hike. Nechsar hashar mudiyah achas. It changed from 40 to a dinar. It went up on price. It was now 39 pounds per dinar. Something's wrong. We have to figure out what sin happened? What caused this price hike? Ubatku umatsu, and they discovered that indeed Avu Benoi, a father and son, Shabo'u al Na'amurasa, Yom Kippurim, were improperly involved with an engaged girl on Yom Kippur. Vivim lebezn besachim, they brought them to Bezn and they gave them skill to kill them. He eradicated this Rishus, v'chazar hashar lemkoyim, and suddenly the price dropped again. So basically they were tzaddikim. And if there was even one deviation, boom, it affected them and they immediately addressed it and sought resolution. Pasach Idaf Amar, a third one, presented his story as well. So one of these people decided to divorce his wife. Problem is, the amount that he committed himself in her ksuba was over his head. So that is divorce with outpaying the ksuba. So he came up with a plan. He's going to trip her up. He invited his close friends. Ve'achilun, ve'hishkon, shichron, gave them to eat and drink, got them drunk, ve'shkivun al-mita achas, and put them on one bed with his wife. Ve'vi levin beitz, and he brought egg whites, which resembles the zera of a man. Ve'itav b'neim, and dripped it between them. Ve'hemadlan edim, and got witnesses to testify that, in fact, look what's going on, there was interaction. This way he can divorce her without giving her the ksuba, because she's deserving of a get, and she loses the ksuba because of her improper behavior. Ubala Bezdin. He comes to Bezdin with his alleged claim. Okay, what does Bezdin do? Hayisham Zaken Echad. There was an older man there. Mitamid Shami HaZaken. A Talmud of Shami HaZaken. Ubaba Buta Shemoy, that was his name. Amalani tells him, look, there's a way to figure out the true nature of this whitish substance. Have this following tradition, this Kabbalah, this formula passed down from my Rebbe Shami HaZokin. Leiven beitza soilet. If it's egg whites, it's going to congeal when confronted with heat, with fire, minor. V'shechva zera doicha minor, as opposed to real zera of a man, which dissolves and gets absorbed into whatever material it's sitting on when confronted with heat and fire. Let's make that test, and we can figure it out. Batku umatsu kedvarav. So in fact, they conducted this experiment and it congealed. Evidently, it was egg whites. And it was just a setup. They brought the husband to the Bezdin. They gave him Malkus for this farce. And they forced him to pay the ksuba. Since we find that the people of Par Zechanya, at least for the most part, they were tzaddikim, my time may honor. So why did they suffer so badly? Because they failed to participate in Avelos when Yerushalayim was destroyed. As the Pasuk says, Simchu es Yerushalayim V'gilu bo kol ha'avel. Those who love Yerushalayim will dance with it, will rejoice with it. Sisu ita masos kol ha'mis'abel maleh. Those who mourn for Yerushalayim's destruction will also experience Simcha, as opposed to those who ignore the fate of Yerushalayim. So the third incident that we referred to before was the Ashaka the Rispak. Ashaka the Rispak Charev Beitar. Beitar's destruction resulted from a careless incident referred to as Ashaka the Rispak. The story behind the story is like this. Dahavo Nehigi, this was their custom in Beitar. Dahavo Kihava Mesial Dinuka. Whenever a boy was born, Shasli Arza, they would plant a cedar tree. Yunukta, a girl born, Shatli Tornisa, a different type of tree from the female cedar species. Kiyava Minsibi, and when boy and girl will get married, Kaitzidu, they will chop down their respective trees, Va'avdu Ganana, and use it to build a chuppah. Yoimachad, it so happens that one day, Hava Kochalfa Barted the Kesar, the daughter of the Roman ruler, was passing by. Itbar Shaka the Rispak, the wheel of her carriage broke. Katsu Arza Vaidullah. So her attendants chopped off the local tree and used it to repair her wagon. Also Nafal Alayu Mechunu. Local Jews came, attacked them, and they sped away. Also Amrle the Kesar Mordabach Yudoy Asa Alayu. So they went back to report to the Kesar, Jews are rebelling against you, and he came and struck them down. And the Pasuk says, Gida Bachari Af Kol Keren Yisrael, a Pasuk in Echa, which we're going to attribute to the destruction of the great city of Beitar. Amar Abzei Ramar Ravon Rabiachan Elu Shmoinim Elef Karnim Lachama. This pasuk is a reference to the 80,000 troop leaders who would blow with their horns to summon their troops. Romans, right? Shenichnasu Lekrach Beitar B'Shoa Shelaktua, who entered Beitar when they attacked it. V'orgu Bar Noshim V'Noshim B'Tav, and they killed men, women, and children. Shalach Daman V'Nafal Gam HaGadol, with so much bloodshed that their dam flowed all the way to the Mediterranean. Shema Tov Yekor V'Hoysa, perhaps because they're so close to the Mediterranean. No, Rechayka Hoysa Mil, they were situated a mil away from the Yam, and still it reached the Yam. Tanir Blaza Gadol Eimer Shnei Nechalam Yesh B'Kas Yodayim. There are two ravines, two streams in this place called Bikas Yodayim, near Beitar. Echad Meshach Eilach, Echad Meshach Eilach, going in different directions. Veshiru Chacham Chacham estimated that after Beitar was destroyed and there was so much bloodshed, Shnei Chalke Mayim Bechadam, in these streams we had two-thirds water but a third was dam because of the Ribuy Dam. Masi Satana, in the Brisa we added, Sheva Shana Batru Evdi Chacham is Kromein. For 7 years running, the goyim would fertilize their goyim in the area would fertilize their vineyards midaman shel Yisroel blei zevel, using the Jewish blood without need for other additional fertilizer. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Shimon and Karcha. So now we go back to the Bayis Rishon. Until now it was Bayis Sheni. Now we refer back to an incident that occurred during Bayis Rishon, when Yoyash the king presented himself as a god, and Zechariah ben Yoyada Kohen Gadol, who challenged him, was brutally killed. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Sachli Zakin Echad Ma'anshi Yerushalayim. The following was related to me by one of the elders of Yerushalayim. Frightening story that happened during that era. Bevika Zu, in this particular valley, Harag Nebuzaradan Rav Tavachim, Nebuzaradan, the head killer sent by Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, killed out so many Yidden, Masayim Va'achas Eser Ribuy, 211 Ribuy of Yidden in this area. Ubi Yerushalayim, and in the city of Yerushalayim, Harag Tishim Ba'ar Ribuy, killed 94 Ribuy, 11 Achas on one boulder. Achalach Domon, there was so much bloodshed that blood flowed V'Naga B'Domon Shere Zechariah and reached the blood of Zechariah, who was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, which was still sitting there. L'Kayim HaShenemar, in fulfillment of the Pasuk, V'Domon B'Domon Nogu, blood will touch blood. So what was the story behind this attack? Ashkechil Domei L'Zachariah. Nebuzaradan, upon showing up to the Beis HaMikdash, notices some blood there. Davika Maratach, which was bubbling, something unusual. Maratach Masalik. Amar, so he asked the locals, Maihai, what's the story behind this bubbling blood? Amarle, they said, well, it's just, a carbon. Dam Zvacham D'Ishtapach, it's the blood of a carbon which was spilled. Okay, he said, I'll make an experiment. I see Domei. So he brought Dmei, he brought up another behemoth. Olay damu, and there was no match. There was something unusual about this blood. Amar Luhi, he says, look, either you tell me or I kill you. Im amrisali, if you tell me exactly what happened here, mutav, fine. V'loy, but otherwise, v'lav masriknul b'sreich, I'm going to comb your flesh b'masraket apartel with metal combs. I'm going to severely punish you. Better tell me. Amar Luhi, they tell him, okay, my name Allah, what should we tell you? We'll tell you the truth. Neviya Havabon. We had a prophet amongst us. Davakum Mechichlon Milodishmaya, who would constantly admonish us regarding spiritual deficiencies, try to set us straight. We couldn't handle him. We killed him. Kamin and Alayim. Ilovei Bekatlinle. We got up and we killed him. This happened years ago. Vakamashnin, and it's already years. Loikanayach Dume, that his blood refuses to calm down and be absorbed in the ground. Amalus and the Zeradan decide, okay, I'm going to be the savior here. Anama Fayasin Le, I'm going to try to appease the blood of Zechariah. Isis Sanhedrin Gdoila, Visanhedrin Tana, Katal Ilovei. He brought the big Sanhedrin, the small Sanhedrin, and killed all the Chachamim right over there. Veloinach, and the blood did not stop from bubbling. He brought Bachurim, Besulis, boys and girls, Katal Vei, killed it on the dam. Veloinach, no change. Isis, Tanakishvois Rabban, he brought youngsters from school, Katal Eliyah, Veloinach, he killed him over the dam, no change. Amar Lei, so Nebuzaradan addressed the blood of Zechariah directly, using these words, Zechariah, Zechariah, look what's going on. Toivim Shebehen Ibadim, I've already destroyed all the cream of the crop. Nichalach Davdin Lekul, would you like me to destroy everybody? As soon as he said this, Kada amrali hachi nach. The blood quieted down and was a radon, was now gripped by a feeling of, you know, of reality here. By Yishat, at that moment, hir teshuva bedaite. He started thinking about teshuva. Omar, he says, umayim al nefesh achas kach. Look at the tragic results. Look at Hashem, how Hashem punishes for simply killing one person, Zechariah. Look what I did. Look how many people I murdered. How gavra, the kotel klahani neshmosa. I killed so many people. Achas kama v'kama. Certainly, I'm gonna suffer. I'm gonna be punished. Orak, he ran off. He abandoned the scene. Hazal, he went shadar and he sent shtar per tasa, detailed will, v'beisei to his family. V'gayer, and he converted, became a yid. Tana, we learned in the brisa. We have many notable converts. Naaman, who was the general of Amoin, Ger Teshev Hoya, he was a partial Ger, abandoned by the Zara, but didn't really turn into a full Ger. And Vazaradron, this fellow over here that we spoke about, Ger Tzedekai, he was a proper a Ger, and in fact, he was Zaycha that Mibnei Banov, some of his grandchildren, sorry, that's the next Gemara, Mibnei Banov Shel Haman, Lomdu Torah Bivnei Brak. Haman's great grandchildren learned Torah Bivnei Brak. Mibbeibanav shal Sistra, grandchildren of Sistra, limdu tenegit Yerushalayim. They taught kids in Yerushalayim. Mibbeibanav shal Sancheriv, grandchildren of Sancheriv, limdu tevi rabim, taught Torah to the multitudes. Who are these grandchildren of Sistra? Man inun shmaya v'avtali. Now, getting back once again to the massive killing, which took place on account of Zechariah's dam, haynu d'chsiv, that's why the pasuk says, and sati is dam al tzchiach selol vilti kasois, pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem says that I instructed the dam of Zechariah to just sit there on a non-absorbent stone without being absorbed and covered to arouse Hashem's wrath and bring about the einish. Okay, now we go back to the destruction that took place in Beitar. So we know that Yitzchak Avinu tells Yaakov Avinu, HaKoyel Kol Yaakov Vayidayim De Esav. Kol Yisrael, Yaakov, we're powerful with our mouth, but Esav with his hands. HaKoyel Ze Adrianus Kesar Shaharag Balagzani Shomitzrayim Shishim Ribu Al Shishim Ribu Kiflaim Kiyotim Mitzrayim. So actually, the Gemara here will darshan in a tragic way. Koil here is a reference to Kal Yisrael's crying out when experiencing hardship. The koil that came out from Kal Yisrael when they were destroyed in Alexandria, the Kesar killed. Shishim Ribu al Shishim Ribu, which is basically 2 times 600,000, 1,200,000 Yidden Keflaim Kiyotim Mitzrayim, twice as much as left Mitzrayim. That's HaKoil. Koil Yaakov, another tragedy, Zaspesianus Kesar, referring to that story, Shaharag Bekrach Beitar, Arba Meis Riboy, who in the town of Beitar killed out 400 times 10,000, 4 million of Bnei Yaakov. Amrila, some say Arba Salafim Riboy, 10,000 Riboy. And the pasuk continues, Vayidayim de Esav, what is that referring to? Machas Arisha, Roman kingdom called Machas Arisha, Shechrives Beitenu, Spateinu v'sofer Secheleinu, Yiglisonu Meretzenu, brought about our galus. Davar Acher, another pshat in the pasuk, Hakol Kol Yaakov, the power of tefillah was granted exclusively to Klal Yisrael. Incha tefillah Shemay Elas. The only time a tefillah really can be effective if it involves Bnei Yaakov. She'im bo mezara shal Yaakov, it can't happen without Yaakov's involvement. Vayidayim de Esav, and conversely, warfare, physical prowess, that's Esav's domain. Ein lach melchama shel nitzachas, you never find a successful war. She'im bo mezara shal Esav, which doesn't involve Esav, either directly or their arms, it's their business. Warfare is their business. V'haynu damar b'lezer b'shoit loshen tichavi. Okay, now we go back to Kamtza bar Kamtza, actually. Well, we find that due to the Lashon Hara, that he went and he snitched to the Romans, the churban took place. So the pasuk says b'shoit loshen teichave, and the drasha is b'chirchurei loshen, when there is fighting, evolving loshen hara and evil speech, teichave, quickly hide, seek a hideout, lest you be drawn into that destruction. Amar v'dem araf. We have another drasha regarding the churban. My dechsev, what does the pasuk in Tehillah mean? Well, it says al nareis bavul sham yishav negamachinu zechen yosiyeh. David HaMelech is speaking, and what is he referring to? Both destructions, both churbanos. We learn from here, Shir Ha'or HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Dal Hashem show to David a glimpse of churban by Yisrishon, churban by Yisshin. Where do we see both churbanos in the pasuk? Churban by Yisrishon, Shenemar, the pasuk says, Al Naris Bavel, Shem Yisham L'Gabachinu. This was David HaMelech seeing in Ruach, with Ruach HaKadosh that Nebuchadnezzar will exile us into Bavel. Bayisheni is also hinted in the pasuk. The chesiv zecher Hashem l'vnei Adam. Eis yoyim Yerushalayim ha'imrim aru aru adei seid ba. Hashem, remember when the Romans, the Bnei Adam, Bnei Esav, destroyed the Beis Hamidrash. And this is Bayisheni. Amar v'dem Rashmo v'teima some say rei ami. V'amar l'masis etan we learned in a brayse. It was a frightening story. But ma'ase b'dalad me'os yiladim, and frightening but also inspiring. 400 Yiladim v'yiladis, boys and girls, shenishbu l'kalin, which were taken into captivity for the purpose of abusing them. Hirgishu ba'atzman l'mahim nisbakshim. The Jewish children were astute, smart enough to realize what's coming. Amru, and they figured like this. They asked the question. Imanu tovin bayam. Let's say we drown at sea. Let's say we jump in to the ocean. Anu boin l'chai olam haba. Are we going to reach the world to come? Dorosh l'hanhagadol shebehen. So the eldest child amongst them responded with a pasuk. They were proficient in Tanakh. Amar Hashem. Hashem says, mi bashan ashiv. I will return you from bashan. Ashiv mitzulay siyam. I'll return you, restore you from the depths of sea. And the drasha was like this: Mi bashan ashiv. Mi bashan means mi bein shinei ari. Mi bein shinei ari ashiv. I can even restore a person who is devoured by a lion. Mi tzulas yam, from the depths of sea. Elo shetevin b'yam, those who drown at sea. Hashem knows where to find you. This was his definitive response. No worries, Rabbi Yisai. You'll get olam haba. Kivan sheshamu yiladis kach. Once the girls heard this response, they jumped in at once. They were meisa nefesh. And Tosa says, even though a person is not allowed to take his life, but here it's different. They were going to force them to do averis. Kaftzu kulan, they all jumped into the ocean, v'naflu techayam, and that was it. Nosu yuladim kavachim ba'atzman. The boys saw what the girls did. They made a kavachim on themselves. And v'obron, they said, ma halolo shodarkin l'kach. Even the girls who, they're accustomed to being involved with men, that's the derech of an isha. Kach, still, look how they responded with such tremendous sacrifice. Resisting the Avera and gave up their lives for Kiddush Hashem. Anu, certainly boys, us, she'en darkeinu l'kach. It's not the way of the world. It's not typical for a boy to be involved with another man. It's very shameful. It's very degrading. It's a grave violation of Torah. Allah has come and become us. Certainly, we're meant to follow suit, and they jumped in as well. Afhem kavtzul techayam, v'aleim ha'kasav oimer, and then Pasuk says, ke'olecha ragnu kol ayoyim, nukshavnu k'tzayin, tifcha Hashem, we allow ourselves to be killed for your sake. Rabbi the Amar Vida says the pasuk that we just mentioned actually can refer to a different story as well, an expression of tremendous sacrifice in Kiddush Hashem for Torah and Mitzvahs. Zu isha v'shiva b'nea can be applied to the story with the righteous woman and her seven boys. The story was as follows: Asu l'kam l'kamei de kesar. They took the first boy and they brought him to the kesar. Amrle, they tell him, plach l'avid azara. Bow down, Lavidus Kacham. Amrlo, he says, absolutely not. Kasa Bateri, the pasuk says, oh no, Hashem lekecha, how can I do this? They killed him on the spot. Afku, they took him out, Vakatlu. Vasuli idach lekame the kesar. They brought the second boy to the kesar. Amrlo, and they instruct him, palach, Lavidus Kacham, bow down to Avidizar. Amrlo, he tells them, no, Kasa Bateri. Our Torah says, we can't do that. Lo yelo chalim achir maponai. Afku, Vakatlu, they took him out, and they killed him. Asuli idach, they brought the third boy. Amr lehin, they tell him, plach lavitz kecham, amr lehu kasa batera, Torah says you may not do so. So vechalim yachram. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Abkuv got lui, took him and they killed him. Asur leidach, they brought the next son. Amr lei plach lavidis kachavim. Amr lei, he says kasa b'teira. Lei seshtach lei lacher. Abkuv got lui, asur leidach, the next boy. Amr lei, they tell him plach lavidis kachavim. Amr lei, he says I cannot do so. Kasa b'teira, Torah says Shema Yisrael Hashem alekeinu Hashem echad. Abkuv got lui, took him and they killed him. Asur leidach, the next son. Amr lei plach lavidis kachavim. Amr lei, kasa b'teira, Torah says Yedata hayom eshvoy selav vechad Hashem alekim. Ain oid, no other god, nothing doing. Apeku, they took him, Katlu, and they put him to death. Asuli idach, they brought the next son. Amrulay in the same story, plach, lavitz kechav, amrulu kasubatur, as Hashem amarta yoim, Hashem amircha yoim. Hashem designated us, we designated Hashem, we're fully committed. Too bad on you. Farnish banal gish baruchu, we have already sworn and committed ourselves to Hashem. We'll never exchange it for another god. He's ours forever. Likewise, he committed himself to us with a shvuah. He'll never exchange us for another nation. This was the last son. Amrulay Kesar. So the Kesar was in a state of total frustration, total defeat. He figured, okay, let me at least save some face. So he tells the boy, you know what? I have an idea. I'm going to toss down my signet. V'gachem v'shakli. Just bend down and pick it up. Okay, chad lemus, that people, it will appear to people, they'll say, Kabbal e'harbana l'malka. Look, he bowed down to the Kesar, he was submissive. At least do that for me. Amrulay, the boy says, not a chance. Chaval alach Kesar. Too bad on you, Mr. Kesar. Chaval alach Kesar. It's a waste of time. Al kvoid atzvcha kach. Look how you're concerned about your own honor. Al kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has come and come. Certainly, we must be careful with Hashem's honor. No way. Abkul Miktalei, they were taking him out to kill. Amar lo Ime, so the mother begged them, just do me a favor for a minute, Yavu Neli, let him come over to me. Vinishke Purt, let me kiss him a bit. Amar lo, and she turned to him and says, Amar lo Hu, she turned to all the sons, Banai, my children, Lechu, when you go up to Shemayim, go tell Avram Avinu, Luchu ve'imru l'Avram Avichem, Ata akadto mizbeach echad. You did one akedas Yitzchak, v'ani akadti shiva mizbechais. I did it 7 times over. Afi also lagag, and she went up to the rooftop. Some say she became deranged. Some say she was concerned that she was going to be forced to do Avodah Zarah. Enough l'meisan, she fell and she died. Yotza baskel v'amra, a baskel calls out, Eim haba mismecha. Look how lucky, the mother of all these boys. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he's going back on that pasuk. Ki olecha haragnu kol hayom, Hashem, we just give up our lives for you. What is it referring to? He has another pshat. Zu mila shenitna b'shmini, referring to bris mila, which is meant to be done on the 8th day of a child's life when he's still in a very precarious state of health. We sacrifice ourselves, and sometimes a child dies as a result of the milah. We do it anyways, for your sake. One more pshat in this pasuk. Rav Shimon Lakash Amar, Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shemaren Hilcha Shchita Ba'atzmon. It's referring to Tamidei Chachamim, who when they learn halachas of Shchita, sometimes they display it on themselves, and sometimes that endangers them. They can get cut with a knife, or it brings a bad siman, but they do it anyways for adding clarity to Torah. Dama Rava Kol Midi Lichsi Inish Benafshi. A person is allowed to display anything on himself. Bar Mishchita Davar Acher. Be careful when it comes to showing Shchita on yourself or Davar Acher, or on how Tzaras presents on a person, because these things can be dangerous, whether in a literal sense or in a spiritual sense. It can bring about detrimental results. Omar Rachman Yitzchak Omar Elu Tamid Chacham Shem Misen Atzmal Diver Te'o. Here's one more pshat. Hashem, we treat ourselves like animals on the way to the slaughterhouse. We sacrifice everything for you. It's going on Torah scholars who give up, who sacrifice their physical desires, and instead immerse in Torah non-stop. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, ain't the Torah miskaimen. if a person wants to really absorb Torah and connect to Torah, it only works if he gives up everything. Ella b'misha meimis atzmei aleim, if he's willing to give up all his desires, be like a mace in terms of his physical needs. Shenamar azoyis haTorah adam kiyomas ba'il. True Torah can only be acquired when a person is willing to be meimis atzmei, give up everything for Torah. Amar Rabba Rav Chanan Rav Yechonon. We go back to the Churban of Beitar. Arboim sa'okot tzutzei tefillah nimtzu b'rosh ha'arugei Beitar. They found 40 sa'ah, huge amount of tefillin boxes, tefillin squares, on the heads of the victims of Beitar. Rabbi Yana Rishmol Amar sholish kupis shol arboim arboim sa'ah. Actually, three times as much. Three containers, each one 40 sa'ah of tefillin. Masni Satan and the Brisa, we said the same thing. Arboim kubis, 40 containers, each one having three sa, which is pretty much the same idea, a total of 120. Arboim kubis or shalish sin. And this is in contrast with Rabbi Yechon, who laid down the number 40 instead of 120. How does this work? Lay pligi, and there's really no contradiction. Depends which tefillin. Hadareisha, hadadara. In those days, apparently, a tefillin shal reish was three times the size of tefillin shal yad. The Rashi explains because in the shal reish we have four separate compartments. So Rabbi Yechon spoke about 40 saw in terms of tefillin shal yad. And the number 120 was in reference to the tefillin shal reish, which were constructed to be three times as large. Amar Masi arba kaben moyach nimtzu 11 achas. This is back to the Churban Beis Habayis Rishon. Terrible thing, they discovered 4 kab of brain material on one stone. Ula Omar Tisha's kab, 9 kab. Omar of Kahana, Vitema Shilba, Mari Maikra. Where do we find a reference to this terrible tragedy in a pasuk? Bas Babala Shaduda, Ashwe She Shalmoch, Ashwe She Yechis, Venipates, Es Olaich La Sola, Pasuk and Tehillim Davra Melach, curses Babel, look what you did to us. You killed us. You burst open our skulls. And likewise, Hashem to do the same to you, take your youngsters and yeichiz v'nipetz al esalayach and break apart their skulls as a midah as an oynish. Okay, just to end off on a good note, let's just start the next Gemara. B'nei tzioin ha'yikarim ha'masulam b'paz. The pasuk in Eicha describes the wonderful residents of Yerushalayim. Yikarim, dear, masulam b'paz. They were praised on account of on account of gold, on account of treasures, and we'll see in the Gemara Vayta exactly how this pasuk describes Ibn Tzion, just to end off on a good note, but Hashem will continue tomorrow. Okay, so in summary, we had the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, we had the story of Tur Malka, destroyed as a result of the incident with the chickens and the Romans. We have the story of Beitar being destroyed as a result of lack of foresight when they attacked the Romans for taking their cedar trees. We had the story of Zechariah Hanavi and the Einish that befell the Yidden as a result. We had David HaMelech foreseeing the Churban Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni. Kol Yaakov, Yidayim Yidei Esav, our job is to daven. I'll leave the warfare for the Goyim. We had the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh of youngsters at sea giving themselves up to avoid Avera. The story of the mother with the 7 children who refused to be Avera Vedezara. And Shubizaychat, Binim Es HaMidosh, Bekorav Yemeinu, Suras Teves.